Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yeah. Hey, man, where my real niggas at in this motherfucker, man? You feel me? Do the real nigga walk through for me, hey! I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, hey, why me walk through? Watch me, hey, why me walk through? Watch me, hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands on the walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. People don't know now, don't talk to. Me and Parliament and Big Hill boss too. Sitting at the round table making balls move. I don't walk through with Gucci on my feet. Who got more money, you or me? I'ma walk through usually with my nigga Beverly that I got a tool on me. I done jumped past security. What the fuck do you need glasses just to see? Me, when I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I were blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your food, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't saying what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done made a few bands on the walk through. Watch me. Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? I done made a few bands on the walk through.
Yeah. Money over here, what you thought, clown? Play crazy while you're high, how you knocked down? No frowns round here, bro, we all smiles. G7 just dropped, got off now.
Marsh hit the boy out when I walk through. Scarface, boy, died, did part two.
How your people tell promoters that I'm coming? Park me in the front, leave the shit running. Here's a 100, what up? Live your bitch like a coin, better call it, nigga. She got a thing for his big dick baller, nigga. She bout to rock the boy Mike, tell it feedback. The realest nigga out my city. And I mean that.
Yo, what's going on, family? This is JB. Sorry for the, you know, the inconvenience, man. I don't know if any of y'all, you know, live around in the Virginia area, Central Virginia, but we had like a little monsoon storm come through, and I live in an area where, you know, we don't have Verizon and all that. We got little satellite internet, so the internet go out just about any time. So, you know, I fought and fought with HughesNet all night, but, you know, I decided, you know, it's, hey, start the show anyway, you know. I mean, late, better late than never. And this week, you know, we got a good show coming up. Hopefully, you know, Mother Nature will hold off, because Monster Jones and, you know, Mr. Monster Motorsports is putting on one hell of a show coming up this Saturday with, you know, Death Sentence Ultra Street Shootout and plenty of grudge racing, with grudge races including Copperhead versus Kenny Beecham, Copperhead versus Hell Yeah Off the Trailer, Kenny Beecham with the Enforcer Camaro versus Carlos Wells, Sean Cannon's Camaro, well, take that back, J.C. Richardson's Camaro versus Tricky Rick and the Hillary family's Camaro. You got Benji's Monte Carlo versus the Wicked Bird. You got Big Lou's Camaro versus Ugly with Ricky Fox. You got Big Gene's Camaro versus Wendell Howard and the Hulk Truck. Kenny Beecham's Headliner Mustang versus Copperhead, and you got John, you got another one, Wicked Bird is taking on somebody else on this flyer. I just don't know who it is I'm looking at, but also I think there's another race that was locked in this week with, I think Latavius Maddox might have got in there and locked somebody in, but it looks like you got plenty of action going on this weekend down at Capital Raceway with Mr. Monster Motorsports. So, I mean, you know, I'm hoping, I'm praying right now that we can keep this weather out and get it in, man. It's, you know, it's down to the wire. Capital Punishment is this Saturday, Friday, tomorrow I'll be going out to Richmond Dragway. I don't know how many of y'all are close or in the area, but I'll be going out to Richmond Dragway to hang out with Bill Harris in the return of the Avenger. He's bringing the Avenger back out tomorrow to Richmond Dragway and going to let the Avenger go on a pass down that 660. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. You know, next weekend I'll be in Piedmont with my brother from another mother, Josh Jones, in the Bad Storm camp. So 2 full weeks of drag racing, and shoot, who knows. The 20th is looking like I'll be with Ronnie Brown out in SGMP. So, man, there's so much drag racing going on, and, you know, I just love this. You know, it's like 'tis no season for the, you know, 'tis the reason for the season. And right now it's grudge season. So, you know, if anybody want to click that one button and get on and, you know, let us know if they got any action they want to get off this weekend at Capital Raceway or Friday at Richmond Dragway, you know, the lines are open. You know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, if I get some, you know, if I get some callers on, and I'm going to keep it on for a while tonight. So, you know, if we get some people in here tonight and they want to, you know, I know it's, you know, last minute, but I told, you know, everybody on the internet that I was going to crank the show up no matter what. You know, the storm wasn't going to stop me from getting on here a little bit with y'all tonight and opening it up and, you know, seeing if anybody got anything to say or anybody has any questions. But, you know, like I said, this weekend is the weekend where you have, on Friday, you have Bill Harris's Fall Shoot, I think it's called the Fall Showdown, and then on Saturday, you have the Capital Punishment Grudge Fest with Mr. Monster Motorsport. So it's going down, you know. Like I said, you know, if anybody on here wants to click that one button and they got something to say or they got, you know, they got a race that they want to get off or they got a race that they even want to hear about, like, you know, this week. I mean, you know, I think the race that popped up this week was Jason Gray, Mr. Copperhead, Do It for the Vine, versus Hell Yeah Off the Trailer. Now, that, I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're thinking that's a one-sided race, but, hey, you know, anything can happen off the trailer. The key step to that race, off the trailer, anything can happen. So I'm just, you know, I'm very excited about this weekend and, you know, can't wait to see what's going to happen. And, you know, I think the most anticipated race for this weekend, and I don't know about y'all, but everybody seems to want to see who's going to be the winner between Carlos Wells and Kenny Beecham. So, look, here goes a question for all you guys out there. You know, it's a lot of, man, I'm kind of shocked. You got over 40 callers still in here tonight at this late point, and I want to see who you like. Do you like Kenny Beecham from the Horsemen, or do you like Carlos Wells from Metro Area Grudge? So look, click, push the one button, because I only have a couple minutes of streaming left. So, you know, if y'all want to stay in here and I want to open some mics, I got to do it within the next 10 to 15 minutes because my streaming will be shut down. But I can keep it on as long as I want. It's just that I got to have the mics open within the next 10 to 15 minutes. But if anybody has something they want to say about who they like this Saturday, click the one button and let me know who you like. All right, first mic open. Let's see who they like between Kenny Beecham and Carlos Wells. 410-888-005-687.
Hey, what's up, JB? This is Kevin with the Pizza Gangster. What's going on?
What's going on? So, Mr. Pizza Gangster Kevin, who do you like this weekend between between Metro Area Grudges, Carlos Wells, and Kenny Beecham from the Horsemen? Head up.
I have to say Kenny Beecham, because, you know, he's been out, you know, racing his car. He's been testing, you know, he's been, you know, trying to get his car right, you know what I mean? That takes nothing away from Carlos or anything like that. But, you know, I'm going to just, you know, go ahead and ride with the Horsemen.
All right. I can't, hey, that's big, man. That's one already for the Horsemen. And 804-690-1903, your mic is also open. Who are you riding with? Are you riding with Carlos Wells or are you riding with Kenny Beecham?
Hey, what's going on, Carlos? It's Brian Epps.
What's going on, Brian?
Nothing much. I never seen Carlos Carr run before, so I got to go with Kenny. I mean, just on the fact that, you know, I never seen him run. I mean, not saying that it don't run. I just, you know.
I can't blame you on that one. I mean, you ain't never seen the car run. And, you know, I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, Kenny's car runs damn good. So not having seen the other car run, it's kind of like you don't want to go out on a limb and just say something and you haven't seen the other car, you know?
That's right. That's right.
And I think it's going to be a good race. I mean, I done seen Carlos. I done seen him run a couple times, and I'm going to be honest. I mean, it's going to be a good race.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I can't stay on here long. I got to get my beauty rest. And but I will say that tomorrow I'm at the Bill Harris Fall Showdown. I'm going to run in the last man standing. And in the event that I'm not the last man standing, I will be open to any offers if anybody want to get it in. With my Mustang, so.
Man, oh, man, that sounds good, man. I talked to Bill earlier today, and I think me and Bill are going to work out some small tire stuff for his upcoming stuff, you know, but this would have been last minute, so we talked about maybe the next one or something. But, you know, I think I like Bill's turnout at Richmond, and, you know, I think he has one hell of a race. So, I just hope Mother Nature holds off tomorrow, too, because, man, I didn't even know that it was going, you know, calling for any rain or storms, anything. But it seemed like we got some kind of cell in this area, you know, the Virginia and Maryland area this weekend. So I'm just hoping, man. I'm hoping because I want to get out and see some racing this weekend.
Yeah, because they're calling for 42% chance tomorrow, even thunderstorm, but maybe that'll change before the night is over and we don't have to deal with that.
Nah, man, I want to, and now you got me wanting to see this last man standing, so I'm guessing that would be you, J.C. Richardson, Frank Robinson, and a couple others?
Yeah, a few others. I think it's like 8 people all together, Rodney Pryor, Henry P. Some cat named Bert. I don't know him. And then Clarence Allen. I'm not sure that he's gonna make it, but it's supposed to be a right tight field there. You know. Go ahead.
I'm definitely, you know, trying to see that one because, like I said, last time I was there for the last man standing shootout, and that was one hell of a, you know, that was one hell of a shootout, man. You know, I mean, I think Mike Alexander might have won the last one. I think Mike Alexander might have took the W in the last one, but it was one hell of a race.
Yeah. I think you got a pretty tight group of cars there. I think there's only one horsepower car, that'd be Frank Robinson. Other than that, I think everybody else is on nitrous.
Yeah, Frank Robinson has a horsepower car. He's probably going to be the only one on pure horsepower. 847, did you have something to say? 847-840-9859.
What's going on, JB? This is Keenan with the Master Mustang, man. How's everybody doing?
Oh, Lord. What's going on, Keenan?
Not much, man. I was just calling in, man, to put my little vote in for Carlos or either Kenny. And I'm gonna have to be the oddball, man, and go with Carlos, man.
Gotta have an oddball in there. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I heard everybody voting for Kenny, so I said let me go on and put a little stipulation in there and give Carlos some votes too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, JB.
Yeah,
you can't call him King. You got to call him Big Money Oak.
And that's the cue for me to hang up.
Yep.
Uh-huh. That Big Money Oak, huh?
No, man. No, I'm just a little squirrel trying to find a nut.
Well, it seemed like you found a nice little
one Sunday.
Yeah, He found a nice little nut last weekend, huh? Man, got out the car.
And Kenan, man, just to kind of comment on that race, man, I just want to give a shout-out to JC, man. It's a good, safe race, and we had a good time, man. So now we're just moving down the list, man, to see if anybody else want to do a little bit of dancing on the dance floor.
Well, you know I still want my one-and-one.
Well, you know, I think that's Brian Epp talking.
Yeah, you know it.
That,
you already know.
Brian? Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You know it's me.
Okay. Well, Brian, I tell you what I can do. We can do the one-on-one right off the trailer next week.
Get a spice, Mike.
Well, I don't know if I'll
be
able to make it to Piedmont. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, Piedmont.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to make it down there. No. I already know I can't because I'm working next weekend. I got a big job going on. I'm working next weekend. So.
Okay.
So I already know I can't.
Well, what you can do is just maybe one day, if I'm at the track, you at the track, you can do like JC.
No, I'm
going to
make a appointment with you. I want my one-on-one. You can come up here and beat up on JC like that and took advantage of him, man. You should have gave him something.
And just get stung a little bit.
You done come up here with that big motor and run up against JC Latina motor, man. What's wrong with you?
Oh man, I got one of the little Jig Summit Mail on the motor.
I heard, man.
Hey, Kenan, we me and you just talked about that.
And I heard you was over there with a blanket on top of that thing, man. People only have the blankets over hogs.
I'm going to tell you the reason why I had a blanket, because it was so daggone hot outside, I didn't want the motor to sweat.
Brian, he lying. That ain't no damn blanket. That was with
the motor to sweat. I had to keep giving it bottles of water.
Hey, Brian.
Who is that talking? That 202. Is that 202-553-2474?
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on?
I ain't nothing. I'm calling there for my teammate. You know what I'm saying? Even though the man car ain't been out in a while, I think he's gonna get the W over Mr. Beecham.
Uh oh, I know who that is.
But I'm being real quiet. I ain't saying too much. I ain't gonna say.
Oh,
too
JB,
much.
Can you still hear me, JB?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
I do have one more call out that I need to do for a gentleman in y'all's area. They got a real pretty. Well, I got two call outs. They got Camaros. I'm gonna call them the Camaro twins.
One is probably on
Sean
this radio
Kenan,
show.
We
that's
also
why you're saying
Bobby
that.
Snow.
All right, that's one.
Sean Cannon, I've already talked to him about maybe running, so he said something about maybe in October, and Bobby Snow still waiting on him to get his stuff back together. So when they do, hopefully we can get something set up.
So Bobby Snow and you want, you say you want Bobby Snow and Sean Cannon.
Bobby Snow and Sean Cannon, the Camaro twins.
Mm.
Him too.
All right, thanks.
You sure you ain't getting one of them motors from Travis?
I didn't want to say nothing about that, but you know, I got the one that was in Travis Street car.
Man.
Yeah. I got a little small 283 he had in the street car.
I don't know. Dang.
But Bobby Snow and Sean Cannon, they must be two big heavy hitters in y'all's area, so we just try to have a little fun.
Trying to have a little fun.
Yeah.
So, Kenan, is that all on your list, or are there more people on that list? You just don't want to say nothing at this point.
Where there's people on the list. Just certain ones don't want to act right, you know. You got Kenny with the Enforcer and, you know, all the other kind of stuff. And they want to run my heads up knowing I'm heavy and fat and overweight and slow.
so they don't want to make the race right, so I'm going to have to keep on moving to the next one.
Man, you and them guys, you know you lighter than them guys. What you talking about, man? That notchback Mustang ain't never been heavier than those 6 to 8.
Big money, oats, you lot too damn much.
I tell you what I'll do. If Kenny is lighter, if I'm lighter than Kenny, Kenny got the back tire.
Hold on.
So if I'm lighter than Kenny, we'll bring some scales to the track. And if Kenny Beecham is heavier than me, if Kenny Beecham is heavier than me, he got the back tire.
Have mercy.
Now, I know for a fact I'm every bit of probably 300 to 400 pounds heavier than Kenny.
Oh, hell no, man.
I'm telling you.
Ain't no way in hell, man.
Yeah. Okay, I don't mind telling you, I'm 3,100 pounds.
Oh, well, you know what? I take that back. I heard them 5'2 is bigger, heavier than them 5 inches, so you might be.
You got to account for me being about 1,000 pounds myself, you know, driving about 1,000 pounds. And you got glasses in it, the front glass, the back glass, the front fenders. I mean, a back half car. I'm heavy, man. Again, though, that was a good race we had, and hopefully we can come up to the next event up there sometime soon and get another one going off with somebody. I don't know who yet, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, I hear that. Look, that's you might have done sparked somebody up in here, because we got a Northern Virginia number just came in, 540-287-5481. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
What's up, JB?
What's going on? Who is this?
All right, he got a lot going on in his background.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, 540, I heard you, but who we got?
Yeah, this is Jeff, JB.
Jeff,
where?
Oh, what's going on?
What's happening with you, brother?
I ain't doing nothing. What you doing?
Hey, I see y'all trying to get it right for Saturday, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm going to tell you, man, if the weather will do right, I think Monster going to have one hell of a show, man. I just, you know,
oh, yeah.
I think that weather, you know, that weather is being a little funny, but I still think, you know, I did a show in Cecil County a couple weeks ago, and the weather was funny up there, but, you know, still got it all.
Oh, yeah, I was up there. It was nice, man. It was nice. I didn't get a chance to dap you up, but, yeah, I was up there.
Yeah, man, I had a ball, man. So, yeah, I'm trying to do this,
rain,
you know.
Rain in and out, but it turned out good.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out with, like I said, Brian Epps and a couple other guys are running in a last man standing shootout at Richmond tomorrow. And, man, I'm going to tell you, last time I went to Richmond for Bill Harris's little event, man, it had to be over 2,500 people out there.
Hey, that's what's up, man. It might be a nice spot to be tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go on out there and, you know, see them, you know, see what's going on out there and catch me a little last man standing shootout. And there's usually some little small little grudge runs that take place, but man, everybody count, man. Them two little street cars or two cars that people, you know, niggas got two rental cars. It don't really matter. I mean, everybody's trying to get paid, you know.
That's it. But says all those races for Saturday, all those locked in?
They are locked in. The only one that has, Sean Murphy will not be able to make it with his car. So on that fly, it's a Sean Murphy versus Big Lou. I think it's going to be Big Lou versus Ugly. And I think Big Lou will get the back top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Sean Cannon get straight?
I don't think Sean Cannon got straight. I didn't hear a yes or a no, so I think Mr. Tricky Ricky, who's on here right now, will be running JC, if I'm not mistaken.
Gotcha. John White ain't straight yet either.
No, I don't think John White's straight either.
Okay. It still should be a good race, though.
Nah,
definitely
should,
be a good race.
You didn't think he really would be by now, did you?
Hey, look, I just thought he might have pulled something out of his hat.
Shit, ain't no rabbits in there.
Hey, he ain't got a hat that big, right?
Oh, that's a big hat. It just ain't nothing in it.
I know that's right.
That hat.
It's in the motherfucker. I hear that. Look, man, y'all be good, man. I'm going to keep listening for a little bit while you still on, man. I'm going to try to make it up at Saturday, man. If I don't, man, y'all got to do what you do.
Oh, yeah, man. Shit. You know, like I said, I mean, all it's got to do, all the weather got to do is hold. And, I mean, I've checked it out myself. I know other people have, but it's just that it's like a one-hour window where it's like above 50%. And, you know, that if the cell is small enough, it might just be one of the little drizzles or whatever. So I just hope that, you know, it's a drizzle or, you know, if it's a little drizzle, then, you know, the racing, they can still take place. But, you know, I just
if it's anything like Cecil County, it'll be good, man.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I think the drizzle up there tightened the track up. I mean, I saw the white boys drag the damn bumper.
Hey, look, them boys up there was trying to break something up there. They had that track prepped right.
I'm going to tell you, like, I know when I saw Donye leave out on I know Lil Rick and them, they left first. But when I saw Donye crack throttle on that thing and I saw them two blue flames pop out, I said, shit. And he came back around. He said, man, I'm going to tell you, that little drizzle might have tightened the track on up, man. I said, yeah, that's what I've heard. They say a little drizzle, you know, on a hot track has been known to tighten on up.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
I'm
going
to go back
to
listening, man. Go ahead, man.
Before you get off. Kenny Beecham versus Carlos Wells. Who you like?
I'm going to have to go with my hometown, Kenny Beecham, man. I mean, honestly, the reason why I say that, JB, is because I've never really seen Carlos run.
I've never seen him run.
So, you know, I mean, just out of the whim, I would definitely go with Kenny Beecham. I'm not knocking Carlos at all, you know.
What about the other one that's pretty big? And I'm going to tell you, this is a race that everybody has been wanting to see the rematch of for a long time because, as you know, the last time these two met, Tricky Ricky, I think, you know, pulled off. I mean, everybody, I know when I was at Maryland that day, everybody had their money on JC, and Tricky Ricky pulled off an upset. So if that race takes place, and I think it will, long as that rain, long as the weather holds, but if JC and Tricky Ricky go back out there one more time, who you like in that one?
Hey, you know what? Tricky Ricky, nice. I ain't going to take nothing from him. Both of them nice, really. But you know what? I'm going to go with JC because everybody been, you know, one thing about JC, man, he don't fuss, he don't gripe. Set the race up, he going to run it. Just for
that
simple fact, I'm going to go with JC.
Hey, I can't, you know, that's your opinion. And, I mean, you
right.
One thing I can say, JC is one that will, because I didn't think the race between him and Keenan was going to take place this weekend because, you know, he had told Keenan that Friday that he wasn't going to run him, but he got up there Saturday and got the feeling right and said, well, you know what, hell with it, I'm running him anyway. So, you know, JC is one of them guys, man. JC will race, you know.
He will race.
Go out there.
Hey,
and he will.
Win or lose, he going to race.
Yeah, I mean, he going to race. So
He's a good sportsman. That's for damn sure.
I think those two will be, you know, you got a lot of good racing on that flyer, but I think these are two that everybody are wanting to see because you got four caliber cars, and in each matchup, the cars aren't, you know, stretched apart. Like, you can't say, man, this one going to gap this one. You know what I'm saying?
Everything looked tight. Everything looked tight.
Yeah. If they lead a tree together, you liable to see your fender.
Hey. Might be one of them photo finishes.
Man, I like them photo finishes, man. I'm going to tell you my
That's real racing right there.
My photo finish for the year, And I'm just going to have to say it because my boy Stevie Mo Vaughn put up one hell of a picture, but the race at Colonial Beach between Bobby Snow and J.C. Richardson had to be the closest race I've ever seen this year.
Hey, I remember that. Remember when Stevie put that up? That was good. That was real good there.
That was a nose. That really, I'm going to be honest, that was really what you call a nose.
Hey, that was a race. That was a race right there. Because they left, both of them damn near left at the same thing, 040 light. So they was doing good.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I want to see that, you know. I think that'll be another rematch coming up soon. But, man, it's a lot of good racing coming up, man. And,
I really like to see Carlos run. Carlos. Like I said, I've never seen him run before.
Yeah, if you get out tomorrow and you want to see some racing, and I think the weather going to hold off for tomorrow. I really do. I think it's going to change for Richmond Dragway tomorrow, but the most is 40% anyway, so I don't think we're going to get anything.
Ain't that bad.
Yeah, come on out and check out that Last Man Standing shootout where, you know, like I said, I think it's Brian Pryor. You know, you got Brian Epps. You got Jace. I think JC is coming down. He's on the flyer.
Yeah, I think I did see something like that.
JC, you got Frank Robinson. You got Henry P. Clarence Allen. Yeah, you got Clarence Allen. You got about 8 strong running cars that are going to do battle. You know, I mean, like I said, Frank Robinson is the only all horsepower car, but as we know, Frank Robinson ain't no play around, you know.
Nah, he ain't no slouch. He ain't no slouch at all. You can't underestimate him.
So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, I'm going to tell you, you can't, you know. I think it's going to be one hell of a showdown tomorrow, man. So, yeah, I'll be out there probably.
I'm
going
to try to get out there and support him.
Yeah, I'll be out there about 6:30, 7 o'clock, ready to see some race in my damn self.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, so I come in the house, I'm going to look for you.
All right, man. Well, shoot, you know. Damn sure. Yeah, I'll be there, man. If you got my number or something. If you want to call me or hit me up on Facebook, I'll be there, man. I'll be there checking out. You know, also, I want to see the return of Bill Harris's Avenger because, man, I think he'd have made some changes. So Bill might be playing in the ball field now. So I'm going to tell you, there might be a shot tomorrow.
He's playing hardball now, right?
Yeah.
You know, Bill Harris is also taking on Mike Alexander's Corvette head up.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to go check that out.
You said they're running heads up?
Heads up.
Yeah, him and Mike Alexander, the vet, the quarterback, they're going to run heads up tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think, you know, I might have to go on and see if I can lock me in a bet on that one.
I got my money on the Avenger.
Well, so yeah, Bill been waiting around for a while to bring his thing back out. I think he got it together.
Oh, yeah, I think he do too, man. I think the track will be right nice tomorrow and big old little crowd. And like I said, last time they had a DJ pumping up, and, man, it was a nice little crowd. So, man, I mean, you know, I know I'm going out there, but if you don't make it out there, you know, at least try.
I know you'll know something for sure.
Yeah, I know you'll be out there Saturday. I mean, long as this, like I said, I know Monster. I talked with Monster today, and by tomorrow they will be making a decision on the race on Saturday. But you know how weather is, man. I just really feel tomorrow that weather will change a little bit. And, you know, hopefully, because Saturday, I mean, I've been waiting for Saturday a while, so, you know.
Hey, anything can happen, man. We went to Cecil, man. We drove up there 3.5 hours, man. It was raining going up there hard.
Yeah, man. I mean, that was some crazy stuff, man. I ain't never seen it to where you in the middle of sunshine and everywhere around you is raining.
Yep.
But
I've been to Cecil before. That's a nice place, though.
Yeah, I think, well, be ready. I think I'm going back there twice next year, so.
Okay. Hey, Jay, what's up?
Yo.
This Kevin. Speaking of Cecil, you know, they was hooking up a yellow bullet this past
week. Yeah. Hey, my buddy Scotty G called me Sunday, I guess, when it rained
Scotty
out or
was
whatever.
On the pass, JB.
He said, JB, man, I was on a nice little pass the other day. But, even with that, he still
I think one of his best passes was a 417 on the radio. So, I mean, you know, he's in the playing field. He's definitely in the playing field.
And there was actually supposed to be a race. I don't know if it, I doubt if it went down because of the rain. Dwayne Mills with the gold radio Camaro, he was supposed to run Richie Sexton's 10.5 GTO head up.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
But I don't think it went down.
Lord. Now, see, that's interesting. I do like that, you know. Now, when class cars start running class cars and they putting up some grudge money and stuff like that, like, I'm going to tell you, that race between the Sharp and Ricky Fox, that was good little action to me, man. I like that, man. You know, two guys saying, you know, hell with the shootout. Let's go on and put this money up and run on the side, you know. That's all
right,
man. I mean, shit, give class racing some more push, too. Shit, they need grudge racing and class racing, too. So I like it, man. I mean, and I'm going to tell you, if they would have ran after what I've seen Dwayne Mills doing up there, I'm going to tell you right now, Dwayne Mills had that Camaro on kill.
Oh, every pass he had on
four.
Kill.
Oh,
like, that's probably one of the most consistent turbo cars I've ever seen.
Yeah, I can't lie on that. 4.0s. When you go on 4.0s more than three times in one weekend, you're a bad dude.
Right. Yeah, that's doing work.
Man.
So that's
yeah,
what you call having it dialed in.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, like I said, man, I can't wait to get out and, you know, tomorrow I can't wait to wake up in the morning and at least see. I'm going to tell you what, if the sun is out or it looks sunny tomorrow, I think we're going to be good, man. But I just really, like I said, I think the weather's going to change for Saturday. And, I mean, you know, I think Monster's going to have one hell of a turnout. Going to get to see who's going to take the win between Metro Area Grudge versus the Horseman. I think that's going to spot, you know, because they got a nice big old belt. And somebody going to win, somebody going to lose, but we all going to have fun. That's how it's going to be.
That's but right. I think the most talked about race on that card is probably Tricky Rick and JC rematch.
I think that. See, now that race, you know, that race just came up within a couple weeks because, you know, it was supposed to be Sean Cannon, but you know,
right.
Sean, like I said, Sean Cannon Camaro is not ready, so JC went on and, you know, but I think, like you said, I mean, people underestimate. See, the last time, and I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. So if anybody don't like it or whatever, the last time they raced, I took the underdog. And anybody, I tell you who I bet. I think it was one of the dudes that hang around meeting them, kind of heavyset dude, and he kept talking with, man, I like JC for any amount. And you know what? I ain't even going to lie. I had $40 in my pocket. I said, shit, hell with it. Take it. I like Tricky Ricky. And when that light dropped, and that black Camaro left on out there, I knew damn well. I said, that's my money right there. Because I'm going to tell you, it was a whole shot victory.
And what people don't understand about Rick is he's been an upsetter for the past, you know, past few races, and he's a killer on the lights, period.
Yeah, he'll tear a tree down on you. He'll tear a tree down on you, take it with him. So, I mean, like I said, a lot of people, and I mean, I bet you, look, I'll bet you this. When we go up and we start betting that money, you won't be able to get a bet for people who like Rick, but that's the thing. And, you know, people going to like who they like or who they think will win, but anything can happen in grudge racing, man. I'm going to tell you, some stuff been going on these last past couple weeks. Like, let's just be honest. Nobody picked Rick to beat the 3M truck.
No.
I mean, I don't care if something happened to the truck or what. You can make up excuses all you want. But in a grudge race, winner wins. And he turned that W on. So, man, I just, you know, anything can happen, man.
Well, that's right.
So, fellas, I don't know about y'all, but I can't wait, man. I'm a, you know, head up here and get a little bit of sleep. And I'm going to wake up tomorrow and hope we can start up. And hopefully that weather will hold off and, you know, hopefully I get to see some racing, man.
There you go.
Hey, I'm going to let you get on and say what you got to say. 301-503-4076.
Hey, JB, that's me. It's Shay.
It's who?
It's Shay, man. It Shay from Crescent Motorsports. Is Wicked Bird on here?
No, I think Tricky Ricky from Metro Area Grudge is on, but Wicked Bird is not on.
All right, well, I'm just calling to get some confirmation because he had a race on the board a couple of weeks ago with me and his man, John Jennifer, and I just wanted to know, is that still locked in?
Uh-oh, what you and John Jennifer supposed to be? What you, on feet?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's putting the Metro Area Grudge, putting up $200 for me and him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
When it take off?
Well, I'm gonna have to hit up old Bird and see what's going on with that, because, man, you know.
I just got on the board and asked him was it still on. I ain't got no response yet.
Okay, well, like I said, I mean, I don't think, let me see, let me look through these numbers. I got some, I don't think I see Bird's number. That's 304. Yeah, I don't see Wicked Bird on here tonight. So, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't know if it's still going down or not, but, you know. But hey, let me ask you this. I saw Crusher making. She looked like she was on one hell of a pass this weekend. Is how bad is old girl?
Yeah, we heard one cylinder. It's good though. We gonna tear it down. We can tear it down and we gonna be back right.
Okay, cause she looked like she was on one hell of a pass to the 330.
Yeah, she was on one. It had went a decent number early in the day. It was hot out there. You know, everybody felt the heat. But we'll be back.
Yeah, that damn Crusher bike got the hell up on out of there. I'm going to tell you what I know. In the heat,
yeah,
to be making passes like it was making, she got the hell up on out of there.
Yeah, it ain't going to take much. It's a little process we got to go through. We be back, though, before the end of the season.
That's what's up. So maybe y'all can make Larry's November race, man.
Yeah, I know they try to have one. What is it, the first?
Yeah, November 1st.
Yeah, they try to have one November the 1st, but hopefully we be back out by the next PDRA race.
Oh, okay. Y'all gonna run PDRA with the bike?
Yeah, we're going to try to push that one right there down at VMP.
Oh, that's shit. I'll be up there my damn self, man. I might want to see that.
Yeah, on the 10th and 11th. We're going to try to shoot for that field.
That's what's up. Dang.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let me.
Well,
I ain't
going to close your line up, man. You can go ahead and cut me back off. I'm just sitting here. I just wanted to know, was he on here? You know what I'm saying? He threw a little message out there a couple of weeks ago, and I ain't heard nothing from him. So I was just trying to check to see if he was out there.
No, he not on tonight, but I think them boys probably, you know, they working on calls or doing this and that, you know, because it's down to that time, you know, the shit talking and everything is over now. It's time to get the, you know, get them races off. So
yeah.
I know they probably working on something, getting something ready.
That's understandable. I can understand that, but I'm coming there. I don't want to come there a little two-sided, you know what I'm saying, with my two-step on, and I ain't ready for them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I tell you what, I just messaged John Jennifer just to make sure, because, I mean, I know I can get in touch with him just to make sure, but I messaged John. If I hear something back from you, then I'll definitely let you know.
For sure. I'm back quiet, man.
All right.
Hey, is Brian still out there?
Yeah, Brian F. is still on.
Hey, Brian, are you on, Ray going to do it again anytime soon?
They told me they was, but my mom had an accident early Saturday morning, so I couldn't come back down that Saturday. But then they called me yesterday on joke time, but they wouldn't let me know if they were going to bring me or not, so... It is what it is. If they do, they do. If they don't, then I just keep on to the next one. I mean, you know, I had an unfortunate situation in my vehicle. But for real, I don't think he wants to try that no more. He got his gift for the year. Matter of fact, he turned around and got another one the next day, but what the hell?
You say it was something dealing with your driver's shoes?
Man, my suit stayed out in my garage. It's been sitting out there on my workbench. And for whatever reason, I don't know if moss ate through them or whatever, my suit got a lot of holes in it, and my shoes do too. And one of my shoes, it sound crazy, but one of my shoes, the left shoe, had a hole in the bottom of it, and it slipped down around the brake pedal. So when I went to go on the trans brake, to go on the accelerator, come up off the brake pedal, my foot would move. And so that split second I looked down, the light dropped, and you know, the rest is history.
Well,
but shit happened, man. I didn't expect nothing like that to happen, though.
Right.
But it is what it is. He got his win, and he know like I know he'd keep that win and run in the bushes. Because I was coming to get him. That small block was coming to get him.
I just wanted to say, I mean, that's what I heard, but I just want to say, I mean, it ain't impossible to have fucked up shoes. I sent somebody some pictures of my shoes, and my shit's fucked up too. So I think I need to get me a new pair before I race. So I wanted to save it.
You better get you a new pair, because on that damn brake pedal slid up in the bottom of that shoe, man. I couldn't believe it, man. I couldn't believe it. And then, you know, I guess by me messing around with that, I turned the wheels. When I left, I went towards the wall, but I still went after him, but ran out of real estate. Couldn't run him down.
Right.
But I got a brand new set of Simpsons that came today. Brand new set. And they fit and they feel real good. So we ain't going to have that problem no more. That was a $2,000 pair of shoes right there.
Hey.
So, it is what it is. I'm talking about the ones with the hole in them. That was a $2,000 pair of shoes, because that's what they cost. $2,000.
Hey, them motherfuckers then.
Yeah, hey. I should put them in a damn frame, man.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I won't make that mistake again. Ever.
So tomorrow at Last Man Standing Shootout, you're going to be dead right.
I'm going to be dead right. And the only thing I'm going to say is whoever is in my lane, may the Lord be with them. Because that's only in the lane beside me, may the Lord be with them. That's the only person going to be able to help them. Because I'm coming to win.
Well, I'm going to tell you like I know. That, I mean, he did, you know, you gave him probably the break or something else, but that little small block was, she was coming back to work, but just, like you said, it won't enough real estate.
I look at his video, I gave him the break two times, man. Yeah, I gave him the break two times, man. He could have left, bagged up, and left again. It was definitely a situation, but they called me yesterday talking all kinds of shit, him and Big Cat. They talked real bad to me, almost hurt my feelings. Yeah, I got thick skin. Yeah, man, I'm gonna hurt my feelings. It's all good, man. Like I said,
yeah, you'll get him back though, man. I think he'll give you that rate. I hope he'll give it back to you.
Well, it don't, like I tell people, man, when you race somebody, you got to look at that race as, you know, it's a one shot. You're going to beat him or he's going to beat you. I'm not really into this mess of when somebody beats you. You know, I see some guys when they lose, man, they'll sit there and hound a man they lost to, you know, because they get in their mind, they figure, I shouldn't have lost that race. I want my money back. And they'll sit there and hound a man. Now, that ain't about nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? If it happens again, then fine. But if you win, lose, or draw, you take that and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yep.
I'm not going to call no names, but, you know, we saw that happen in the last couple months where a man beat a man a couple times, and they just rolled his ass and rolled his ass until they got another one, and they finally won. Then they act like they won the Super Bowl. Well, God damn, it's a guy who just cracked your head twice. You know what I mean?
So, mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, if they, we run it back again, we will. If we don't, oh well, on to the next one.
You're right.
That's all it is.
You're damn sure right.
And hopefully I catch the next one tomorrow. You know, like I said, I'm going to concentrate on that last man standing, but if for any reason I don't make it to the end and everything's still looking good, if I can grab somebody after that, I'll do it. You know, so we'll see. It is what it is.
You're right. You're damn sure right.
It is what it is. I see my buddy CJ. He said he got oil pressure, so maybe me and him will find out who got the bad small block in the DMV in the next month or so. Give him time to make him a couple passes, get it dialed in. I ain't going to jump him right away.
So you ain't going to jump him right away, huh?
No, he's still my little buddy, man. I'm going to give him a chance to get it dialed in because he's a that small block four is a tall order. So he got to be right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he got to, you know, I think he got to go hard to get him.
Yeah, he won't get around that yellow Mustang. He going to have to go hard. He going to have to go hard. So we'll see. He said he got a few other people he want to knock off first, so as long as I got a slot, I'll be patient. But, yeah, hopefully there'll be some, and, you know, Richmond, since Bill been having his events there on Friday, man, you know, they've been keeping that track pretty tight on Friday. And if I'm, you know, not mistaken, he's been having them drag and spray the whole 8 mile, you know. So, that track ought to be working pretty good tomorrow. I missed the last one. My daughter was born on that day, the last Friday night race. So I missed that one. But they said the track was pretty tight that night. You know what I mean? So I think if y'all come down there tomorrow, ain't nobody gonna be disappointed. I think it's gonna be a pretty good show. And then, plus, we get to see Bill Harris with that small block turbo beat up on a big block Chevrolet. So, you know, hey, can't beat that.
Mm-hmm. You right.
Yeah, so I think it'd be a good event.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I think it is, too.
Yeah. I guess everybody went to bed early. I mean, I know... what's his name? Sheldon Gillis. You know, usually not on this late. Maybe Sheldon Gillis took a jail toll tonight. He had turned in early because he ain't chimed in yet. He ain't like him.
Well, yeah, you're right. He ain't chiming tonight. I don't know what's going on with old Mr. Running Bell. Let's see who this is trying to get in here pretty late. 540-775-9101.
Hey, this is CJ right here.
Uh-oh,
how you doing,
brother?
That's my little buddy. I knew he was around here somewhere.
Yeah, you know I'm around. I just want to let Brian know that I got some other folks I got to kill, but me and him got a date. I'm going to take him out somewhere nice. And then he ain't got to wear them racing shoes. I got some heels for him.
Now they might cause me more problems than a hole in the bottom. I don't know if I want to put them on.
Man said he got some heels for you. God dang.
You go ahead and get that thing right, man, and get you a few shakedowns on it. I'm still trying to work mine out. I haven't gotten everything worked out on it yet, but in the meantime, I'm gonna race while I'm doing that. And, you know, if I can get a couple wins in there while I'm still trying to get the bug ironed out, that'll be all good too.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat you is. Do that exact same thing. Try to kill a couple folks while I'm getting right.
Yeah, but I say I ain't gonna wear it out testing and tuning. No, I'm gonna test with somebody beside me. you think about that, JB?
I hear you. So it sounds like whoever get beside you tomorrow in that last man standing shootout, you're gonna try to wear that ass out.
Yeah, they had the work cut out. They better be ready to go. They better be ready to go.
Well, yeah, I know that. Yeah. I know that small block get the hell up out there. So.
Yeah, she don't sit there too long. She when they let the button go, that is. I let the button go. She go to work. So we'll see what happens.
Yep, well, I can't wait. So.
I gotta get up early in the morning, do a little humping and dumping before I come down there. Make a little change. But I definitely see y'all boys tomorrow. Hopefully the weather hold off. I wasn't expecting these thunderstorms today, but man, they came in. They came in vicious over here, man, because I live near the track, so near Richmond.
Yeah.
And it rained its butt off over here today, man.
Yeah, I think I just got CJ might know too. I think I just got word. Did the bad storm just bust up Gold Rush?
Yeah. That's Gold Rush Red Lit.
Damn. And did he still lose too, or did he go back around him, or it was just he red lit?
Looked like Josh Kyle wasn't even on no good pass. It looked like a nitrous ain't work or something. So
damn.
He looked like he got lucky for real.
Yeah, I know they
Me and y'all just said something about this red light before I go. I heard that Saturday down Dinwiddie, some guys were racing for some big money. But they had something I never heard of before, red light stipulation in there. You red light and I don't catch you, then you still have to pay me X amount of dollars, not the entire pot. But if you red light and I run you down and still get there before you,
got to pay double.
You got to pay the whole. You got to pay the whole pot, or something
yep,
like that.
You got to pay double.
Oh, that's a set of stips right there. And did them stips come out of the Northeast?
That's where they come out of. They come out of Philly and Jersey area, New York, up there.
I figured. I never heard nothing like that. Them the stip kings up there, buddy. Yeah, I figured,
but,
in any grudge, I don't know, maybe because of the amount of money they had on deck. Maybe that's why they put that red light stip in there. But do you know, I don't see how that's good for a race. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got a stip like that, if man red light, he don't have to pay you, you know, the entire pot. I mean, how that work? You know what I'm saying? How do they keep the... You know, I mean, man going to hit the tree every time. He know he ain't got to pay you the whole pot. And if he can't beat you, I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand how they do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the worst thing about it, like you said, if you red light and a man come back around you, you got to pay him double. God, dang. That's tough,
yeah,
man. Them boys were locked in for 30 apiece, so not only would you lose the 30 pot, but it would be like you paying $60,000.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man.
Mm.
That's a lot of pressure on a driver.
Yeah, but from what I heard, I keep seeing posts on Facebook that it, I guess Travis Harvey had a bad delay box or something, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, like I said, man, I'm some. When it comes to a red light, I ain't never heard of no stuff like that, but I guess you hear something new every day.
Damn right, that's a new one to me too. You right?
Yeah, the most time a person red light, you lost. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, straight up, but. I guess that's a new step that for people to throw out there now. Hey, man, if I red light, I ain't got to pay you the whole pot. Wow, man.
Yeah, so what time you going to be out?
That's agreed upon by two people, so.
Yeah, I understand they agreed upon it. I understand that far, you know.
Yeah, that's how they That's how they do it up there. That's, I mean, they've been doing the big money races. From what I hear, that's how they do it, period. Like, they lock that up. That, you know, like on the pro mod races and stuff, they definitely, you know, $1,000, you know, $1,000 red light or whatever. And, you know, if you get caught, like you said, I mean, they said if you get caught, you know, you pay double. I mean, that's a bitch. Well, I'm going to tell you, $60,000 ain't easy to come by, man, if you get caught. And you were like, God, man.
Wow. That's a lot of jack, man.
Yeah, them boys. Now, I heard the old jack still got paid the full pot when they ran bull because of the steps they had put in. Because, you know, Travis Red lit in that one, too. And I think they still, whatever happened, I think the old jacks got the full pot. And that might have been different steps. Them guys from different... They from two different parts, you know. I mean, Bull and Millertime, you know, they probably, like I said, I know they had that clause, you're right, the $1,000 red light. And if you, you know, they still had to pay the, I think the other guy, because he didn't catch him, still had to pay some of the pot or whatever. But I think the old jacks got the full pot.
Wow.
Is that the race they got the picture of with old jacks car sitting beside a Firebird?
Yeah.
On the-
Yeah, I think they said something about the track official should have caught something or whatever, but yeah, that's the, I think they paid the full pot out on that one. Some, I think the old jacks didn't go down with that, you know, red light step, whatever, but Travis Red lit, and I think he had to pay the whole pot on that one.
But they red lit
that car on the D stage though, right?
Yeah, it looked like it. It looked like it.
Wow. Boy. I guess if you deep stage and then that car rock when you go on the brake, it can trip the red light, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the same thing that happened to Gene up at
I'll tell you what happened with Gene. Not only did
move,
that happen.
He got a red light.
Yeah, not only did that happen, but also Gene's transmission. Like he told me, Gene's transmission took a shit on that pass. So when he went in, the car actually went in reverse almost. So Gene kind of had a shitty day that day. Because the transmission actually, when we were over at the trailer, I think Gene's transmission was hurt on the second pass. And just because Gene is Gene, Gene was like, well, shit, man, I ain't come up here for nothing. And, you know, he was like, I mean, if it's working, at least working, I'm going to have to go on out there and try him because I know he knew damn well he was going to hear more shit if he didn't run than if he did. So Gene, I think, went on and did it. But if you look at the video, when Gene's car went in the beam, that bitch came backwards. It looked like it almost rolled back and then went forward.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Before I go out there and run my car knowing that something's wrong with it, because, see, one thing about
you
it,
that
when
punk,
them parts
that punk out.
Yeah, because when them parts go flying apart in that transmission or anything, lucky he didn't have no major issues, but anything to happen, you know what I mean? And
right.
If I know something ain't right, hey, I pay the money and just listen to the lip. You know, I've been listening to it for 6 years, so what the hell? I'll listen to it a little bit more. That don't bother me, you know what I'm saying? Before I, because see, from a safety standpoint, you know, you got to look at it. If you go out there, you wreck your car, you hit the other man, you roll over, go in the stands. I mean, anything can happen, man. You know, I'm not saying he was wrong for doing what he do. I'm just did, but I'm just saying from my standpoint, if something ain't right like that, I'm just not going to race. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, you live another day. And then, you know, when you're dealing with high horsepower nitrous motors, it don't take much. You know, that motor anything happen in that drivetrain, that motor freewheel on you, you can burn it up. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So you know, and that's what, you know, $10,000-$20,000 mistake. You know what I'm saying? When all you had to do is just pay the punk out, fix the transmission, come back another day. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, you know, sometimes, but I guess, you know, you get caught up in the hype of the moment with all the trash talking leading up to the race, and then, you know, you figure you got
damn
to
damn sure
do,
you man. Somebody you do, boy.
Huh?
I say you damn sure do. But it's lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. You know.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you're right, because a lot of people been learning that damn lesson lately, too. Man, that broke car shit, boy. Man, like I said, you're right, because, I mean, I ain't even gonna lie, I would have rather paid that punk out, too. And went on,
yeah.
And, I mean, I understand some people don't want to do it because they think, you know, it's going to be pride. Man, you know, they're going to talk too much.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'd rather that pride hit you than that money you just gave away.
Yeah, the hell with that pride. You know what I mean? Pride don't mean nothing. You can't take pride to the bank.
Well, let me be the first to say, it's easy to sit back afterwards and say what you shouldn't do or what you should do. But when you're in the heat of the moment and you got that racist mentality, man, sometimes that shit be real hard to do, man.
Yeah,
trust me,
I've
experienced it twice.
Well, before I ran red Friday, and I hope I fixed it, I have a problem with my dry sump pump keep moving. And, you know, I tighten it up before the run, and when I get on the other end, the belt is still intact. But it's the move, you know what I mean? So I put lock nuts and washers and all kinds of stuff on it tonight. I hope I don't have that problem, but right before I ran him, I had forgot to check it, and I thought about it, and I checked it, and sure enough, it had came loose, and I had to tighten it up again before I ran. So, you know, that's one of them things that if I hadn't remembered, suppose I hadn't remembered until I got up on the line and the oil pressure light came on, you know what I'm saying?
Or you would end up like me.
Yeah, so I just, like you say, you know, the pressure was on. One of my buddies told me, man, that thing keep coming loose. Don't run them, man. Just pay the punk out. But like you said, he is a moment. I knew I could tighten it up. I was like, hell, I'm going to tighten it up. I'm going to break. I tightened it up over in the station. And it came loose. You know, where it got loosened up, but it didn't. It still had oil pressure. You know, the belt was still tight enough to spin the pump. But it just keep moving, you know what I mean? So I got to figure out what's going on with that. But like you said, that was one of them calls that, you know, I could have just said, well, no, I ain't going to run. I don't risk messing my motor up. But, you know, at that point, I guess you're right. In the heat of the moment, you will take chances. It is what it is. But that was something I felt I could remedy for to make that pass. If I didn't think I could have, though, I wouldn't have did it, you know.
Yep, that's always the case. You think you can fix it, or you think you got it fixed, and you go out there and race because you think you got it fixed, and it don't be right, and it costs you more money, you be like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah, you're right,
next man. Next thing you know, you 2 days later, maybe, out there fucking with me. But, man, I just said, fuck this car.
With this goddamn thing again. Yeah. But I hope everything go out tomorrow. Everybody come in there, have a good, safe day of racing. With no problems, and, you know. Because it's definitely going to be packed.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely going to be packed. You come on in there tomorrow, CJ, get you a couple shakedowns in.
I ain't getting over early, so.
Yeah, you got one of them fishy government jobs. You can tell them you want to leave early tomorrow. Don't go again. Ain't like you're going to have John Blaze supervisor standing over you telling you leave, you fired. You know you got all them days and stuff.
Yeah, I do got a lot of days.
I'm going to take your day and come on in that radical behavior. Get you a couple shakedowns in, man. You and Charles. Bring my buddy Charles with you.
I can barely get him to go to a racetrack.
Yeah, you take that car with you, he's going.
Yeah. If I tell him I'm going to run you, he definitely going.
If you tell him you're going to run me, he definitely going to go. He'd be sitting at the house waiting for you to get up. JB, I guess the late start got everybody quiet tonight, man. Ain't nobody.
Yeah.
What's going on
there? I think, well, that and also, too, you know, football started, so a whole lot of boys. Them boys
oh, yeah,
probably
right.
like, them boys probably had a little football tonight.
Yeah, Green Bay getting that womp womp right now.
Yeah, they damn sure are. Sad as hell, you know. Hell with it.
Who they playing?
They playing Seattle.
Huh?
Seattle.
Oh, okay. Seattle putting it on.
Yeah, they got them by 12 points.
Hey, Rick.
Huh?
You said you're going to bring that Malibu out for next month?
Yeah, it's looking that way. I'm a little caught up on some stuff right now, so I mean, caught behind on some stuff right now. So I mean, this stuff going on with my dad, I actually haven't even besides the first 2 days of the week, I haven't been able to get back down the road and fool with the Camaro. But you know, I got to deal with that right now, so I haven't touched. So, you know, I haven't been in my trailer since I came back with it.
Man, I know how I feel when it comes to your parents, man, because Saturday morning I was on my way to the barber shop. My mama called me in a panic. You know, she don't live on the best side of town, so I'm thinking, man, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, maybe I'm up ahead and come through a window or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so then come to find out, you know, she decided to get up on the ladder and check her gutters, which I can't understand that one yet. And she fell from the second, you know, the 8-foot ladder, she fell from the second step at the top. And luckily, when she fell, the ladder was on the patio, but she fell over, it was on the edge, so she landed in the grass and not on the concrete. And, you know, I'm 42 years old now. And so when I was younger, I just never really, when your mama gets sick or something like that, you don't think about nothing like that. You figure out she's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? But as you get older and your parents get older, man, when stuff like that happens, you know, you think that, you know, man, you know, what if something happened and just, you know, I know I'm getting off the subject of drag racing, but, you know, you get there, what if something happened and, you know, this woman leaves you, you know what I'm saying? This woman, you know, been with you 42 years, you know. And
yep.
So that was like, you know, when she called me and she was in a panic, she told me she failed, I was just thinking the worst, you know what I mean? But
yep.
I live over here off of Mechanicsville. So I'm not far from the Richmond, the racetrack over here. Not Richmond Dragway, but the other one, you know, the NASCAR track. Man.
Well, okay.
She live over off of Midlothian.
Man.
Southside. I got over there in 10 minutes, man. I got over there, the ambulance was just getting there. He said, hey, man, I got a Scourge and diesel, 7.3. I ain't know if I could run that hard. He said, man, your truck's smoking. I said, yeah, you probably is. You know what I mean? I wouldn't doubt it. You know, hey, man, you just, you know. It's just one of them things, man. It, like, you know, and all I could hear in her voice, you know what I mean? You know, you really feel that, you know, this woman really messed herself up. And I'm just glad she was able to call me, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, she there by herself. So, you know, so I can understand when it comes to your parents, man. You know, you want them to be here forever, but, you know, we all have to go one day, but, you know. It's just, you know, I just hope I don't have to deal with it in no time. Some, you know what I mean? So, I understand what you're going through with your parents, you know. And I hope your dad pulled through.
Oh, yeah, he's doing good, man. I tried to post that on the thread that I put up, but I guess, you know, because it's in the thread, it wasn't too many people reading. Yeah, he's doing real good. Back to his old self being the grouchy and grumpy and talking shit to me. Trying to leave and all this other crazy shit while he in there, but he good though. So hopefully they say he recovered well
and doing better than expected. So he may be able to leave and come home tomorrow. If not, they'll release him Saturday. So
well, that's good, man. Good.
So I thank everybody for the prayers and stuff. You know, as you just said, I got the same thought process. You know, even though it's supposed to be something simple or caught early, you know, you still had those kind of thoughts. And
yeah, man.
As far as that travel time, I know all too well. But when I got the phone call about my mom.
Right.
In that situation, and I was a good 35 minutes away, and I got to where I needed to be at in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's same